Dr. Lusoff, I said you are a brilliant scientist, but I must say that you are a terrible liar if you expect me to believe that the Colonel is interested in how your work saving birds is progressing. Of course, that is not all of it, Vasily. There have been some instances of one specific disease sickening humans. We are searching for a cure. So, this disease is of such a danger that the Colonel must inform some powerful patron in Moscow? Mikhail said with obvious doubtfulness. That is correct. Vasily, you must understand how much money is to be made with an effective medication to counteract this newly discovered disease. Secrecy must be maintained to protect the investment. The investment by some wealthy oligarch in Moscow. Is that it, then? Da, Dr. Lusoff said definitively, guessing that she might already be aware of his spying on Albiev. Mikhail decided to show his hand. Is this why you and Albiev have prisoners here? Are they your experimental subjects to test the efficacy of a cure? Lusoff looked genuinely surprised that Mikhail would know of that part of her project. Stumbling for words, she tried to explain. Oh, you know about them. They are not prisoners. They are volunteers. Volunteers that you brought here from Wrangel Island? Why would they be on the Wrangel Island, Doctor? If they are volunteers, why don't we pay them a visit? He said slyly. We cannot do that, Vasily. It would disrupt our research. Dr. Lusoff could not be sure how much Mikhail really knew about those prisoners, but she knew it was known to her benefactor in Moscow, and it was known to the Colonel as well. Might they have told Vasily? For the first time, she guessed Vasily might not really be aware of the full scope of her work. Mikhail sensed her suspicion about who he was really spying for. In tipping his hand, his ignorance may have inadvertently betrayed him. Vasily, the Colonel knows about these volunteers. I assumed you did too, but perhaps he hasn't explained this to you. I'm sure the Colonel knows about them, Mikhail replied. Suddenly, he felt trapped. He had questioned Dr. Lusoff not only about her research on Wrangel Island, but also how it fit in with the prisoners he had observed there, and who were now here in Yakutsk. He could see by the look in her eyes that she was analyzing him. She weighed his statements and the fact that he was extraordinarily curious. She had seen how he had watched her. She noted the great interest he had shown when she talked with her colleague, Dr. Albiev. Now, in the middle of Siberia, he felt the danger of his position as an agent of the CIA.